This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, information's on the website, and there's a link to your instructors. On the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And today we've got a special broadcast for you. We've got two brand new instructors. I'm delighted to introduce them. First is Thomas Grover. He's an attorney. Formerly, he was a police sergeant in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Department. His website, grover-law.com. So grover-law.com. Welcome, Tom.
Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. And I guess right next to you is John Doyle. And John, you were a Philadelphia Police Department officer for 18 years. And also, you were in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the police department there for 2 years. So both of you guys served together, and you served a total of 20 years as a police officer. Welcome to USAPrepares.com.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Thank you. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So neither one of you guys is currently employed by a police department, and the latest ones, or the latest that you worked with, was in the Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Department. Am I right in that?
You're correct. That's right.
Okay. So today, because both of you are not currently police officers, we can talk about corruption. Corruption in police departments. We can talk about evidence gone missing, property stolen by bad cops. We can talk about ticket quotas. We can talk about punishment for not meeting quotas. We can talk about the militarization of the police. And we can talk about the individual greed of top-ranking bad cops fueled by individual greed from within corporations selling products and services to police departments, right?
Yes, we can. And I'd like to actually add to that that, you know, even as we were cops, we had spoken out about these things. And we'll talk about that, too, on the retaliation aspect of while being an active cop, how, you know, agencies retaliate against officers for speaking up.
You know, I have been waiting for this broadcast for about 3.5 years. I really have. I would go to gun shows, and I'd see officers or guys who are officers moonlighting at, you know, selling guns and ammo and supplies at gun shows, and I'd say, hey, I'd like to go on the radio. We can talk about this. And they go, no. And I'd say, well, what about ticket quotas? Is there such a thing? And here's the response that I got. I mean, almost universally. There's no such thing as a ticket quota. We can write as many tickets as we want. And that's what they would say. Who would like to respond to that?
About ticket quotas?
Yeah.
They, you know, when you put the term quota out, that has sort of this expectation that there's a minimum standard. And what departments do, and this is the reality, is that they don't call it a quota, but they call it minimum standards. And, you know, depending on supervisors, they have these expectations put forward as to, you know, what they want the officers to do. And, you know, some supervisors like seeing lots of tickets. some supervisors like seeing lots of arrests. But, you know, to be perfectly blunt, you know, there are these minimum standards, and if officers do not reach that level of a minimum standard, then, you know, less desirable things happen. So,
well, all right, let's talk about that. So what I'm hearing, I'm reading between the lines here. I'm hearing that there is such a thing as a ticket quota, but it's called something else. It's called minimum standards or performance standards or expectations. And so some supervisors, as you mentioned, are looking for a specific number of tickets per shift, I guess, or per month. Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, well, so let's say Vinny, me, I'm a cop, and I'm a good cop. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to run for sheriff, and I do not plan on having any such thing as a ticket quota, a ticket contest, or expectations of giving people tickets for things that they should not get tickets for. So let's say I'm a good cop, or I start out as a good cop, and I come back from my shift, and I haven't written a single ticket. Will I be questioned?
Certainly. You know, a lot of agencies will have, at the end of shift, a lot of big city agencies will have a part of the shift at the end where you turn in your patrol logs mm-hmm. at the end of the night, and you'll have a tally of what they call your activity, your performance for the night. And you'll definitely get a sideways look from your supervisor if you hand in a blank activity log when it comes to certain things, especially like in the realm of tickets. And it's something will definitely be said, and if it goes on for a period of time, and that's where you'll face things like being put on a performance, a PIP, where you're evaluated on a period of time to see if you can bring up your stats is what they call it. But yeah, you'll definitely face questioning over it.
So I might be questioned, and Vinny, listen. I'm looking at your activity log here, and I don't see any tickets. What's going on? And so I could say, well, Sarge, look, here's what I've done. You know, I met a lot of people tonight, and you know, we had some taillights out, and I pulled them over, and I reminded them that it's a safety hazard, and it's in their interest and everyone else's to get that thing fixed. And so for $1.79 at the Chinese factory outlet, they can get a bulb. And I even showed them how to do it. I said, here's a screwdriver, and you take this cover off here, and that's where the bulb is. And so if you just go down the road there to Walmart, you can get that bulb, and it's number 1157 for your vehicle. And so I did that. And then there was another person who didn't use their turn signal, and I reminded that person about, you know, it's good to use your turn signal. That way you'd probably be in less accidents. And I saw another guy with a safety hazard. He had a ball tire, and I pulled him over. I said, you know, this is really dangerous because if you've got that child in the back seat there and you have a blowout, I mean, you could really injure that child as well as yourself. So it's kind of like that all night. And so I feel really good that I've helped a lot of people, and that's what I'm supposed to do, right, Sarge? How would that go if I responded like that?
You know, that's actually outstanding police work. That's where you get to make a positive impact on the community, and you know, give people something to go back and tell people. You know, the police aren't out here, you know, to make life hard for us, and that's what makes our job easier when you treat people like that. You know, a lot of officers would rather give warnings when they can to individuals when it's not an egregious infraction out there on the street. But, you know, I'm going to let Tom talk to you, too, because he has something he wants to say.
Just real quick, you know, with everybody, you know, with more and more bicyclists getting out on the road, a program that we used to have here in Albuquerque is where bicyclists that are riding their bike at night without any, you know, headlight or taillight or illumination are incredibly at risk for getting run over because you can't see them at night. And we used to have a program where officers would go out and actually actively stop those bicyclists that are riding around without a headlight or a taillight, and it's, you know, it's against the ordinance. They would go ahead and write the cyclist up and give them a warning saying, you know, you can't do this. This is, you know, puts you in a position where you're, you know, really at risk of getting harmed. And, you know, most bicyclists would be a little bit torqued out because, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, why is this officer stopping me? Why are they, you know, hassling me and all that? But after they signed for the warning, the officer then would give them the actual equipment to put on their bike. So they have a headlight and they have a taillight, and this equipment was funded through a grant through the Department of Transportation. And you know, what starts as sort of like this enforcement experience becomes a very, very positive encounter. And it was a program that got a lot of national attention amongst all the bicycling organizations and publications, because you know, here the police, they weren't doing anything really punitive. They were simply giving a warning, which doesn't go on anybody's record or anything like that. And the citizen was going away, and it didn't matter if they were homeless or someone who decided to ride a bike because they knew they were going to drink that night, but they were going away with a very, very positive encounter with the police officers after having been stopped and then provided the equipment to, you know, be better equipped and be safer for that night. The department really, really frowned upon that activity and then cut the funding for it.
You know, I came back from the meetup. We have a meetup every Monday night at Ziggy's Restaurant. It's a local hangout for USAPrepares.com, our students and our class. And so we take over this restaurant every Monday night. And I was coming back at about 11:30, and I was leaving the city of Springfield, and I was just outside the city limits. And you know, I wasn't racing around. I was probably in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. And off to the side, I saw a guy who was in my lane on a bicycle change across the two-lane highway and go off to a side street. And he was really, really hard to see. And I mentioned to Mrs. Finelli, who was with me, wow, I mean, it's really hard to see that guy. And so I believe what you're doing at the time was a really good thing, because this guy had no lights, black shirt, black pants. You know, I could hardly see him, literally,
right,
because it was dark. And there's all kinds of lights, you know, street lights and off in the distance. And it's hard to see those kinds of bicyclists. So I certainly applaud you for doing that. And I think it's wrong that, I guess maybe funding ran out or something, but I think it's a good thing that you did that, because I don't think these bicyclists realize that they are really hard to see. And the same thing is with motorcycles. It's hard to see them when they're wearing black on black on a black motorcycle. Also, even though they have got headlights out the front and taillights out the back. Okay, so let's talk about some more of these expectations. So let's say I go for 2 weeks like this, and I'm smiling and helping people, and I'm going around and showing people that they've got ball tires and so forth. When we come back after this break, can you tell me what my experience is going to be like after 2 weeks of being on the job, helping people, and not writing any tickets? We'll be right back with Thomas Grover and John Doyle, two good cops.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Vinny's a happy cop, and he's kind of smiling at the end of every shift, and he gets questioned after 2 weeks, and so the sergeant says, so what are you doing? And Vinny says, well, I'm all excited. I'm really happy because, you know, for a couple of weeks now, I've been talking to people about their ball tires and hanging down mufflers and tailpipes and cracked windshields and defective taillights. And I've showed people how they can go to the local auto parts store and get that muffler hanger or that tailpipe hanger. And for $3 or $4 or $5 or $6, they could fix that themselves. And I even got under the car and helped them and showed them where the hanger goes and how they could just bolt it right in. And how with a Phillips screwdriver, they could replace that number 1157 tail lamp and get it at Chinese factory outlet for $1.79, and how they could use their insurance and pay like a $25 deductible to get that cracked windshield fixed, and how to properly strap in the seats, the car seats in the back of the vehicle, and how to have them facing back and all that. And so I feel really good about what I've done for the last 2 weeks, Sarge. What's going to happen to me?
In all likelihood, you're going to get the conversation that is not very comfortable, and it's going to be, Vinny, this is all really good. I'm sure these people would really appreciate it, but you've got to get 40 tickets by the end of the month. If you fail to get those 40 tickets by the end of the month, my lieutenant's going to be on my back, and that means I'm going to be all over you, and we're going to have to talk about doing improvement measures for next month. So really, you've got 2 weeks left. That's about 10 working days. You should be able to knock out 4 tickets a day. It won't be that big of a deal. Don't disappoint me. And that's what it's going to sound like for the majority of departments around the country.
I'm chuckling because in radio, we have a term for that, and it's called the velvet hammer. And I have been hit. I have been hit with the velvet hammer 7 times in about 12 months. So I've been fired 7 times in 12 months for doing what I thought was the right thing. And in radio, it has to do with talking about advertisers or, you know, talking about Walmart or the Chinese factory outlet or something that, you know, if there's an advertiser and he happens to come up on a broadcast and you mention it and it's not in a positive light, you get called in and that same hey, Vinny, you're doing a great job. We love you. You know, your audience loves you. You're doing a great job. Your show's growing. It'll continue to grow. It'd be great if you just didn't talk about this and that other thing, and everything will be just fine. And now, if Vinny doesn't quite get that message clearly, boom, he's gone by Friday. And that's just the way it goes. And so 40 tickets by the end of the month. Now, seriously, 40 tickets? That's 2 a day, isn't it?
Well, how does 5 DUIs sound? Going out with this, how does that add that to it? Imagine being given performance standards in the beginning of a bid, and listed on that is also they want 5 DUI arrests. And think about what that does. If you can imagine a rookie cop towards the end of their shift on a Friday night, maybe it's the 30th, and they're driving around, and they're driving around looking for whatever they can find, any small infraction to pull someone over. So they can get that last, say they have 4 out of 5 DUI arrests. Now they're gonna make sure they get that last arrest. You take away from a lot of things when you force standards like this, or you force a quota like this under another name, and you're gonna, if people's rights are at stake here when you do this,
You're absolutely right, and I do not recommend drinking and driving. I think it's absolutely crazy. I really do.
It definitely needs to be enforced.
It's dangerous for everybody on the road, and I've been telling our children who are all in their 20s that nothing good happens after midnight, on a Friday night or on a weekend. So I don't want, I don't want anybody out because, a lot of bad things happen. So we try very hard not to be out, after midnight. And, but because of the drinking and driving and the drugs and so forth. So I do support, pulling people over who, are under the influence, and I do support all that, and we do want them off the road. To go out and hunt them down because you got to have a certain number, maybe the number should be 18. If you find 18 drunk drivers, then it should be 18, not 5. I mean, why stop at 5? But why be made to go to 5? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, this is the broadcast that I've been waiting 3.5 years for. Yes, there is a ticket quota. You can call it all different kinds of things. John Doyle's with us, a former Philadelphia and Albuquerque, New Mexico police officer, 20 years experience. Thomas Grover's with us. He's the, an attorney at law, grover-law.com, grover-law.com, link on the website. Gentlemen, so Vinny's been on the job for a month now, and he's written a total of 10 tickets. He's talked to a lot of people about safety issues, and he has had no DUI arrest. I've already had the chat with the sergeant, and he tells me that the lieutenant's not happy. He's not happy. Now what happens?
Well, that training that you're planning on going to, we're going to hold that until you get your performance back in line with where it should be.
Days so, off. We're not going to approve you for vacation for those days. Someone else is in line ahead of you.
Right.
You know, things like that. I mean, they find small things, you know, to make your life miserable. I mean, if you're doing your job, you know, officers will call a lazy cop a bum. And, you know, you'll be, if you're doing your job, you're picking your calls up. You know, you're making your, you know, you're making good arrests out there of hardened felons. You're doing your job. You're respected in the ranks. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you're not, you know, up to your performance standards in a certain category that the upper command staff wants, that's where your career you'll have problems, you know, like what we're talking about today.
Okay, so to advance, and, you know, I certainly want to advance because this is my mission, this is my passion, I want to be a good cop. So in order to advance, I have to write tickets, and maybe even these tickets might not be warranted. Is that what you're saying?
I think what they're going to want and what happens all across the country is that you fall in line with whatever expectations are put forward by your chain of command. And if tickets are one of those hot items, then they want tickets. And if any, you know, if you haven't pulled your weight and started cutting that paper to get the tickets out there, then you're going to find you know, opportunities no longer available that you might have anticipated or had before. And if you God forbid, you push back on it and say, well, you know, Sarge, I mean, I made 9 felony arrests last month, or I made, you know, 5 DWIs. That's all really good, you know, good job. We still need to get our tickets because that's part of our performance goals. And, you know, at the end of the day, what are tickets? They're numbers on a spreadsheet that the lieutenant gets to look at for all the squads that work underneath him so he can show his commander or his captain, hey, look how hard my watch is working against the other lieutenants. And then the commander can show his major or his deputy chief, hey, look, my guys cut 3,000 tickets last month. I mean, mm-hmm. It's number on a spreadsheet is what it comes down to.
So then the term that I used, ticket contest, is actually apropos. There is a ticket contest because at the higher levels, it's a contest to look good in the eyes of the boss, right? The more tickets, the better that team looks, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're going to sit, you know, the commanders, when they go do their briefings at the main police station and go over their monthly results, you know, if tickets happen to be a big thing that month, you know, they're all going to posture themselves and say, look, we've done 3,000 or 10,000 tickets. And, you know, another commander may come in and they may have a lower level of tickets, let's say. And this is just one variable that's assessed, but they may have, you know, a significantly low level. And why do they have a low level? Because maybe they're they cover an area command or a district that has a higher level of crime where the officers simply are not available to go out there and do, you know, we call them movers, do moving citations all day long because they're going from, you know, felony crime after felony crime. But, you know, the high command is going to want to see, you know, the actual numbers, and sometimes they simply assign, you know, more value or more weight to tickets as a measure of productivity versus, say, you know, arrests. Or actual, you know, disposition of cases.
Okay, Tom, let me ask you this. Tom Grover, are the jails full?
In Albuquerque, they're
yes.
So full, there's federal issues.
Okay, let me ask you this, John Doyle. Okay, if the jails are full, does the top brass in the police station say, look, guys, I want you to back off with these DUI arrests. We just have no room for these guys. So let's switch out to tickets. We're going to do parking tickets this week. Is that what happens?
No. They don't back off of it at all. there's just overcrowding in the prisons, and it's just, and that's a whole other issue that needs to be dealt with.
Let me ask you this. Is there empire building within the police department? Like, okay, let's keep the jails overfull, and then the population will be forced to build more jail space, more police officers, more cars, more cruisers, more MRAPs, more guns, more ammunition, more training, more. Is that what happens?
I think in some scenarios, there's definitely a feedback loop that gets created where, you know, because of our actions, we need to find more funding or find more material that supports our actions. I mean, absolutely. And, you know, there have been times where I remember distinctly hearing the dispatcher say over the air that, you know, our jail that covers Bernalillo County, which is the county that Albuquerque sits in, they were simply not accepting any more arrestees because they were that full. You know, that's quite an extraordinary statement to hear a dispatcher say over the air that MDC, the Metropolitan Detention Center, is full and no longer accepting arrestees. Yeah, what do? Go home?
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the militarization of police. Now, from my perspective, when tasers first came out, I guess that's the generic name that's used for this device, even though it's the name of a corporation that manufactures them, it used to be that they were used very, very rarely, and they caused extreme pain and could actually kill somebody, and they have in the past. But it seems to me that tasers are being used. I mean, it's like, let's pull that out first. It used to be the last stop just before the gun came out to shoot a suspect, right? Now it's
yes.
Tasers come out first, right?
Yes. Tasers, actually, when they first started using them, it was an intermediate level use of force device. And we were instructed that, you know, people, subjects that could have possible pacemakers, heart issues, it could be fatal. Also, any use of an OC device,
pepper spray,
yeah, in conjunction with that, that could be have a flammable propellant, could actually light the subject on fire if used in conjunction with the taser because of the spark. So we were, you know, also instructed not to use it with that also. You know, I've been trained with a taser. I've been shot with a taser, but in almost 23 years of being a certified police officer, I've never had to tase anybody. I've never tased anybody. And I'm an active cop, and I've worked in high crime areas. So, you know, the tasers, to me, you know, it works for some officers. For me, it just, I just never found a reason to use it. But, they were intermediate. And there's a trend now where the use of the taser is getting dropped down to a lower standard of use, whereas it's used in, like it would be in conjunction with OC, whereas it's not as a high, how would you put it? The standards for its use aren't as high as they were years ago. A lot of departments are using it more frequently because they're dropping the standards on its use to a lower level.
Mm-hmm. Well, from what I've read, some bad cops enjoy watching the taser victim flop around. It's like, wow, that's really cool. Let's do it again. Click, you know. And
you know,
is that true?
You know, Vince, this was actually one of the Department of Justice findings in that a taser is supposed to be used. A lot of officers, it's a term, you know, when someone takes a hit from a taser, they're going for a ride. One ride on a taser is 5 seconds, and during that 5 seconds, the person's disabled, and they should be on the ground. And at that point, the officer's supposed to move in to effect the arrest because the person's disabled. That's what a taser's for. A taser is used to disrupt the person and to keep them, you know, at a level where they can be subdued and handcuffed. And the trend now is where departments are going hands off. They're training their officers to be more wary of going hands on, whereas old school officers and officers with a lot of experience will go hands on. You'll find a lot of officers, and this is what the problem is with the tasers now, is, you know, people are going for 2, 3, 4, and 5 rides on that taser. When officers should be immediately going in to effect an arrest, and therefore, you know, it's a lot of the subsequent, you know, pulls of that trigger are unnecessary. because officers are not going in to go hands-on and handcuff that suspect. So you have people getting shocked more than they should.
John, I'm going to do something that is absolutely forbidden in radio. And I'm going to ask the forgiveness of the class when I do this. But I'm going to show you just how long 5 seconds is by not saying another thing. That's 5 seconds. Class, that was 5 seconds of silence. Now imagine being electrocuted for that amount of time. Absolutely unforgivable, in my opinion. I think it's a device of torture. Now, as we talk about this, it sure seems like tasers have become more and more and more popular. And that can't be by accident. That has got to be through cause and effect. Let me ask you this. Are there incentives, inducements, encouragements, bribes, payoffs, corruption involved with these devices being deployed by police departments? Is somebody getting paid in order for more and more of these devices being out there?
Yes. Currently involving and what's going to come to light foremost is Taser's involvement in the Albuquerque Police Department, specifically with former Chief Raymond D. Schultz. Recently, a $1.9 million Taser contract was signed with Taser, and Ray Schultz had that contract facilitated through city government. When he did that, I believe it was Channel 13 here, got a HIPAA request, and terms like "the deal's greased" was used. "I have the mayor's ear." Coming from Ray Schultz in response to members of Taser Corporation asking for advice on how to deal with city council, what they should and shouldn't say in the process while they were trying to obtain this contract with Taser.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Sure.
We're going into a break. Serious business right here. We'll be right back.
I'm going to defer to you.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, serious business here. We're talking with Thomas Grover, attorney at law, former good cop, Albuquerque, New Mexico, sergeant. And we're talking with John Doyle, former good cop, Philadelphia Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 20 years of service. And we're talking about corruption at the highest level of government in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're talking about a $1.9 million deal contract with Taser International to provide equipment to the police. And it looks like that was greased so that it would happen. I guess, Thomas, would you like to continue with that?
I think where John left off was that as the former chief of Albuquerque was getting ready to leave, Taser comes in and secures a multi-million dollar contract to provide not only the Taser weapons for the department, but, officer-worn lapel cameras. So that contract, after it gets greased, as the former chief referred to it, that comes in, the product starts getting issued to officers, Ray Schultz retires, and where does he land? He lands with a consulting gig with who? With Taser International.
All right, let me ask you this. Okay, so we now have a $1.9 million contract with Taser International for cameras that the officers wear on their shirts or vests that photograph and events as they happen. Now, what about the consumables? You know, maybe it's good to be in the ammunition business. What does it cost when someone squeezes the trigger on a Taser? What is the cost of that squeezing of the trigger?
That's a really good question, because what happens is each time the Taser gets deployed, a cartridge that launches the probes gets spent, and I don't know how much they cost for each replacement, But, I mean, obviously with each deployment, you have a consumable where you have an increase in cost. And, you know, Taser's marketing strategy is pretty effective because with their video, with their officer-based cameras, you know, where does the digital video get stored? Well, it gets stored at evidence.com, which is an ancillary service that, of course, the department has to pay for Taser to store the video in their cloud service. Now, when Schultz leaves the department, he's on airtime. Technically, he's still an employee. He's just no longer active because he's burning off, you know, his accrued vacation time. But that's where he overlaps. I mean, he leaves the department actively, starts doing this consulting gig with Taser, but he's still on the books as an employee with the department. And then to aggravate it, in June of that year, so we're talking about not even a year ago, Taser standing as a weapon in the Albuquerque Police Department's procedures goes from being an intermediate force weapon to a low-level force weapon, you know, to the equivalent of pepper spray that John just talked about. And the implication of that is that there are now more justifiable uses of using Taser. And this is you know, there's cooking the books, but then there's gaming the system. And this is an example of how that system gets gamed, because by changing Taser as a weapon in the department's SOPs means there's going to be an immediate increase in the use of a Taser, meaning, you know, more cartridges deployed, and then, of course, that complements the basis by which the digital video is going to have to be, you know, stored. And, you know, each of those cartridges, I'm sure, run anywhere from, you know, $75 to $100. So they're getting it from every angle.
Okay, and so how many of those do we use per day? Do we use 5 a day?
You know, it's going to be reflective on the actual numbers of the department. I mean, Albuquerque has about, you know, 350, you know, field cops, and those are your officers out in the field who are going to be the ones using it. It's not going to be the supervisors. It's not going to be the desk jockeys working inside. It's going to be your uniform patrol officers. And, you know, with 350 cops out there, you know, you're probably going to have maybe 30 tasings a day.
Wow.
Certainly that many in a week, easily.
So we're easily at $1,000 worth of cartridges a day at an absolute minimum. At an absolute minimum, $1,000 a day. Wow. $365,000 worth of Taser cartridges from one police department per year. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to have to do this again and again, and I'm not kidding. Thomas Grover, attorney at law, link on the website, bottom of page one. And John Doyle, Philadelphia and Albuquerque, New Mexico, former police officer. Hey, thanks so much for being with us and telling us the way it really goes. I'd really like to hear more about what's going on in Albuquerque when you guys come back. Thanks so much.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.